Well, good morning. It is February 7th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we have made it to Genesis chapter 40. Genesis chapter 40, a few more chapters, about 10 more chapters of Genesis. Then we have Mark chapter 10, Job chapter 6, and Romans chapter 10. So let's get in the Word today. Genesis chapter 40 today. Genesis chapter 40. Then it came about after these things, the cupbearer and the baker for the king of Egypt offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was furious with his two officials, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker, and so he put them in confinement in the house of the captain of the bodyguard in the jail, the same place where Joseph was in prison. And the captain of the bodyguard put Joseph in charge of them, and he took care of them, and they were in confinement for some time. Then the cupbearer and the baker for the king of Egypt, who were confined in the jail, both had a dream in the same night, each man with his own dream, and each dream with its own interpretation. And when Joseph came to them in the morning and observed them, behold, they were dejected. And he asked Pharaoh's officials, who were with him in confinement in his master's house, and why are your faces so sad today? And then they said to him, we have had a dream, and there is no one to interpret it. Then Joseph said to them, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell it to me, please. And so the chief cupbearer told his dream to Joseph and said to him, in my dream, behold, there was a vine in front of me, and on the vine were three branches. As it was budding, its blossoms came out, and its clusters produced ripe grapes. Now Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, so I took the grapes and squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup. I put the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And then Joseph said, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Within 3 more days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your office, and you will put Pharaoh's cup into his hand according to your former custom when you were his cupbearer. Only keep me in mind when it goes well with you, and please do me a kindness by mentioning me to Pharaoh and get me out of this house. For I was in fact kidnapped from the land of the Hebrews, and even here I have done nothing that should have put me into the dungeon. And when the chief baker saw that he had interpreted favorably, he said to Joseph, I also saw in my dream, and behold, there were three baskets of white bread on my head. In the top basket, there were some of all sorts of baked goods, food for Pharaoh, and the birds were eating them out of the basket on my head. And then Joseph answered and said, this is its interpretation. The three baskets are 3 days, and within 3 more days, Pharaoh will lift up your head from you and will hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh off of you. And thus it came about on the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all of his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief cupbearer and the head of the chief baker among his servants. He restored the chief cupbearer to his office, and he put the cup into Pharaoh's hand, but he hanged the chief baker, just as Joseph had interpreted to them. And yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. That was Genesis chapter 40. Let's move on over to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10 today. Gospel of Mark chapter 10 this morning. Getting up, he went from there to the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan. Crowds gathered around him again, and according to his custom, he once more began to teach them. And some Pharisees came up to Jesus, testing him, and began to question him whether it was lawful for a man to divorce his wife. Then he answered and said to them, what did Moses command you? They said, Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away. And Jesus said to them, because of your hardness of heart, he wrote to you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother, and the two shall become one flesh. And so they are no longer two, but one flesh. And what therefore God has joined together, let no man separate. In the house of the disciples began questioning him about this again, and he said to them, whoever divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her, and if she herself divorces her husband and marries another man, she is committing adultery. And they were bringing children to him so that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, permit the children to come to me, do not hinder them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter in it at all. And he took them in the arms and began blessing them and laying his hands on them. And as he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up to him and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments: do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these from my youth up." And looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go and sell all that you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. And come and follow me." But at these words he was saddened, and he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property. And Jesus, looking around, said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus answered again and said to them, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And they were even more astonished and said to him, "Then who can be saved?" And looking at them, Jesus said, "With people it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God." Peter began to say to him, "Behold, we have left everything and followed you." And Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brother or sister or mother or father or children or farm for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he will receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms along with persecution, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking on ahead of them, and they were amazed, and those who followed were fearful. And again, he took the 12 aside and began to tell them what was going to happen to him, saying, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and will hand him over to the Gentiles, and they will mock him and spit on him and scourge him and kill him. And 3 days later, he will rise again." James and John, the two sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant that we may sit, one on your right and one on your left, in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" And they said to him, "We are able." And Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you shall drink. Then you shall be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized. But to sit on my right hand or on my left, that is not mine to give, but it is for those whom it was promised." Hearing this, the 10 began to feel indignant with James and John. Calling them to himself, Jesus said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. But it is not this way among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be slave of all. But even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." And then they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting on the road. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And then many were sternly telling him to be quiet. But he kept on crying out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him here." And so they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, stand up, he is calling you." And throwing aside his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. And answering him, Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabboni, I want to regain my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately he regained his sight and began following him on the road. That was Mark chapter 10. Let's move on over to Job. The book of Job chapter 6. Job chapter 6 today. Job chapter 6. Then Job answered, "Oh, that my grief were actually weighed and laid in the balances together with my calamity. For then it would be heavier than the sand of the seas, and therefore my words have been rash. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me, their poison my spirit drinks. The terrors of God are arrayed against me. Does the wild donkey bray over his grass, or does the ox low over his fodder? Can something tasteless be eaten without salt, or is there any taste in the white of an egg? My soul refuses to touch them. They are like loathsome food to me. Oh, that my request might come to pass, and that God would grant my longing. Would that God were willing to crush me, and that he would lose his hand and cut me off. But it is still my consolation, and I rejoice in unsparing pain, that I have not denied the words of the Holy One. What is my strength that I should wait? And what is my end that I should endure? Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh bronze? Is it that my help is not within me, and that deliverance is driven from me? For the despairing man, there should be kindness from his friend, so that he does not forsake the fear of the Almighty. My brothers have acted deceitfully, like a wadi, like the torrents of wadis which vanish, which are turbid because of ice, and into which the snow melts. And when they become waterless, they are silent. And when it is hot, they vanish from their place. And the paths of their course wind along, and they go up nothing, into nothing, and perish. And the caravans of Tema looked, and the travelers of Sheba hoped for them, and they were disappointed, for they had trusted. They came there and were confounded. Indeed, you have now become such. You see a terror and are afraid. Have I said, give me something, or offer a bribe for me from your wealth, or deliver me from the hand of the adversary, or redeem me from the hand of the tyrant? Teach me, and I will be silent, and show me how I have erred. How painful are honest words, but what does your argument prove? Do you intend to reprove my words? And when the words of one in despair belong in the wind, you would even cast lots for the orphans and barter over your friend. Now please, look at me, and see if I lie to your face. Desist now, let there be no injustice. Even desist, my righteousness is yet in it. Is there injustice on my tongue? Cannot my palate discern calamity? That was Job chapter 6. Move on over to our final reading today, Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10 today. Romans chapter 10. Romans 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and my prayer to God for them is for their salvation. For I testify about them that they have a zeal for God, but not in accordance with knowledge. For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes that the man who practices the righteousness which is based on the law shall live by that righteousness. But the righteousness based on faith speaks as follows. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call on him. For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And how then will they call on him whom they have not believed? And how will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? And then how will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things. And however, they did not heed the good news, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? And so faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. But I say, surely they have never heard, have they? Indeed they have. Quote, their voice has gone out into all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. But I say, surely Israel did not know, did they? First, Moses said, I will make you jealous by that which is not a nation. By a nation without understanding will I anger you. And Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me, and I became manifest to those who did not ask for me. But as for Israel, he says, all the day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. That was our Bible reading today for February 7th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. If you haven't already done so, be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Thank you all once again for joining me again. Those of you who are catching up, make sure you do that. And don't be afraid to watch one or two of them in a row. It won't hurt you. And again, just praise God for each and every single one of you. Again, it's all about developing that habit. And praise God, we're into the second month. We've done a whole month, going on 7 days into February, and that's a great, great thing in 2023. So stick with it. Stick with us throughout the year. And again, I guarantee you won't regret it. But that said, thanks again. Let's open our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. I just praise you so much for your grace. Thank you so much for this word. And we thank you so much that faith does come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And Lord, I thank you for opening our hearts to that glorious truth. And Lord, that we know that our sins are forgiven, that we know that we have a right relationship with you. We know that we have a home in heaven. And Lord, I just praise you and thank you. And so, Lord, just give us a good day in you. Help us to relay this message to others, Lord, as you've commanded. And Lord, may many come to know you as Savior as a result. We love you, we praise you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Have a good one, everybody. Bye now.